Good morning, Pastor Marley here from Alconbury Independent Baptist Church. This morning I want us to consider together the topic God sees everything. The Bible is full of descriptions of the character of our God. And in this sense, Proverbs 15 verse 3, Solomon writes, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." You see, Solomon tells us there that God knows everything and that he sees evil and the good. He sees when people are doing evil things and wicked things and hateful things, but he also sees when people are doing good things. In Psalm 33 and verse 18, Solomon's father, David, wrote, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy." And see how David describes the believer, them that fear him, a child of God, as one who worships the Lord, reveres the Lord, and knows the Lord. How can this be? How can a person like you and me know God in heaven and earth? Well, the reason is because Jesus was sent from heaven to save us from our sins, that through his life, death, burial, and resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ proved that he was the Son of God and that he is able to save all that come to him. Now back to our little topic. Well, when Jesus was on earth, he saw everything. One day, there was a man called Nathanael who was under a fig tree. And Nathanael couldn't see Jesus, but Jesus could see Nathanael. The strange thing is that Nathanael wasn't anywhere near Jesus. And yet Jesus saw not only Nathanael, he saw into his heart. You know, sometimes it's good, children, to remember that God knows everything and that he sees everything. Let me tell you a little story about a little boy called Nathan. He was 7 years of age. He had just won a really special prize at school, a spy kit. Now, his teacher said, "It's got glasses with mirrors in them." She said, Nathan said, "I can see things in front of me and behind me at the same time." Nathan's spy glasses, you see, were really special. They allowed him to do something people normally can't do, to see in two places at once, to see in front and behind. Now, unlike people, God can always see everything in every place, all at the same time. It's a bit like if you were to stand in the tallest building in the world and look down at a parade beneath your feet. You'd only see little specks, but you could tell where the beginning and the end of the parade is. God is like that, except not only does he see the beginning and the end of a parade, he sees a little child lying down to sleep on the other side of the world. And he sees a little child getting up from their bed at the same time in this part of the world. He sees us when we're doing things that please him. I hope, dear children, you love the Lord and you want to please him. And I hope, parents, you love the Lord and you want to please him. God is pleased when he sees people doing good and glorifying his name. He also sees us when we're doing wrong. Now, children, our parents don't see us all the time when we do wrong, but God does. Have you asked the Lord to forgive you when you've done wrong? You see, you and I can never be out of God's sight. Does that make you feel scared or comforted? A heart that is right with God, trusting in Jesus as their Savior, never wants to hide from him. So what is your response? Is God pleased with what I do when no one else is watching? God bless you all.